Now, federal politics is not a business that's noted for its, well, its conviction, its ideological purity. If you were trying to name, however, a federal conviction politician, I suspect one of the names you might come up with is New South Wales Greens Senator Lee Rhiannon. She's an exception to that, well, that trend of political cynicism, I think you could say. 8 years in the federal parliament, a decade in the New South Wales state parliament, and Lee Rhiannon today has announced that she is retiring. Now, there have been tensions in the party with Greens leader Richard Di Natale. She lost a pre-selection challenge to Maureen Faruqi, dropped a second spot on the New South Wales Senate ticket, but that's all irrelevant now. She's walking away, but joins us now on Drive. Senator, welcome.
Thank you.
So you've been in politics, formal politics, for almost 20 years. Now you're no longer going to be a Green senator. Who changed, you or your party?
Well, change is what life is about, I think. So I think we're all changing. I've actually been involved in politics since I was 15. I'll continue to be involved in politics. And for a period, I've had the honour of being a Member of Parliament. I didn't think that would be the case when I was young. You went to Parliament to protest, and now then I got a job. So I've appreciated enormously, worked with some fantastic people.
Was the Greens now, though, the party that attracted you in the first place?
Oh, yes, very much so. Yes, we've got challenges, we have differences, but that's part of politics. I joined actually because of we have four principles about social justice, environmental protection, peace and disarmament, and also grassroots democracy. And that very much is my worldview. It still is. They still are our principles. Yes, there's the challenges when you get more people into parliament and we need to meet those, but we're going well.
A party, though, that sometimes is prepared to compromise on those principles, you know, for, well, as a bargaining position or for, you know, sort of political popularity?
Look, I think we've compromised our principles, and I think that's what a political party shouldn't do. What I have noticed, particularly when I was in the New South Wales Parliament, is growing cynicism from many members of the public, and I think understandably, where they just see politicians saying one thing, doing something else. And I think one's integrity is absolutely vital, and you need to stay true to your principles. So that's certainly something that I believe when I went into Parliament, and that conviction grew stronger when I saw people becoming pretty turned off by what they see going on.
You would think, though, that sense in the public that, you know, politics is a bit on the nose, that politics is cynical, that should play into the hands of a party like the Greens if it can stick robustly to its guns.
Well, in many ways it has. Like, our vote has steadily grown. A number of our Greens MPs at all levels, local, state, federal, has increased. So we're winning more support. But also we do need to ensure that we're not just running in elections purely to get people elected for a career. People need to have a commitment that they're standing for something and they're committed to Greens policies and principles.
That vote's volatile though, isn't it? And the Greens struggle to get more than that 9 or 10%. And you might have imagined in that environment that you describe that vote over time, it appears stagnant. You would have imagined it might have grown.
Oh, yes. Look, because I pad round to lots of local groups, they're very keen, they're working hard to increase our vote. But if you take it an average of 9 or 10%, I often think when I'm out and about walking down the street, 1 in 10 people here vote for the Greens, which means that they're supporting most of our policies. Now, I think that's pretty impressive. Like they're actually saying, we want a party that stands up for reducing inequality, for public services, for action on climate change, ensuring refugees' rights are recognised and they can come here. That makes me feel good about Australia. So, yes, we've got to stand by our principles, but I'm still feeling very positive.
That's Australia, though, which has dumped its carbon tax, which has mandatory detention for refugees, which has growing inequality and wage stagnation. I mean, surely if those are the objectives politically of the Greens, they've failed.
Well, I think you've summed it up very well. But remember, it's not Australia, it's not the public who have put that into place. It's some conservative politicians. And I think it's a real reminder for, like, Labor's in with a chance at this coming election. Mm. But Labor need to stay true. They're tacking to the left on many issues, and on issues to do with refugees and how they're processed when they come here, reducing the extreme wealth in this country, getting real action on climate change. They can't walk both sides of the road. That's when you get run over. You have to be strong, and I think this is where it's going to be a test for Labor, because they are in with a chance.
Well, conservative politics would suggest that the Labor Party is drifting more towards a Greens position. Does it feel like that within the Greens?
Well, yes, if you look at it on some of the positions, and I think this is a real advantage of having a strong Greens Party with all that commitment, but also the strong social movements. If you look on many issues, from climate change, the housing issues, interesting around negative gearing and capital gains tax discounts, the Bank Royal Commission that for a long time they resisted. Labor was just cynical about it and called it a stunt. They came on board, and they came on board. I give credit to my colleagues, and I'm very proud that the Greens in Parliament gave leadership, but we were backed up by a strong public voice. And I believe that before I went into Parliament, and every day demonstrated to me so clearly, you need that strong public voice. We need the rise of progressive social movements to advance what the Greens stand for.
What's the thing you're most proud of in your parliamentary career?
In terms of the parliamentary work, it's certainly overall, it's working with people and helping bring more people into public life. But in terms of achievements on the floor of the chambers, we've had some big wins. Upper House voting reform was very significant. We won that in New South Wales, won it in the Senate, and it means that voters decide their preferences when it comes to the Senate, we ended those backroom preference deals. And in New South Wales, we had a big breakthrough with political donation reform. Again, it was pretty nasty when we first started outing the big donations and having protests at fundraisers. It infuriated many of those politicians, Labor, Liberal, Nationals. But in the end, again, because the public voice was so full on, because they suddenly saw the number of scandals, particularly around developer donations, in the end, Labor rolled over and actually brought in something very similar to our bill to ban developer donations. And there's been other achievements. And overall, we've strengthened our work with unions, the climate action, work for free public education. So a lot still to be done. Not as much progress as I would have liked on some of those latter issues, but really good campaigns.
It's interesting, Leah Rhiannon, I ask you, you know, what are you most proud of in a parliamentary career? And you answer with a lot of whees. It's all about the party. You're very much a collectivist.
Oh, very much so. I love working with people, but apart from my own interests, is when you look at how social change occurs, it's not because of some great politician, and we've had some, and they make good speeches, but that's not what drives good outcomes for people and our environment. What drives good outcomes is people working together in a collective way. The innovation that can come from that is quite extraordinary. I've had the privilege of being part of some great social movements, and it puts pressure on the politicians of the day to do the right thing.
It's interesting that, especially on those social issues around inequality, for example, that people confronting that in their lives have turned as much as they might to the Greens, to parties like One Nation.
Yes, and I think that's out of frustration, but it's interesting. Remember, One Nation aren't going so well now. I think that Queensland election was informative.
They're writing tax policy, according to some.
Well, yeah, like, with all due respect to your profession, sometimes I think journalists don't actually hit the nail on the head when they report on some of the issues that go, some of the political issues. So, yes, I'm very concerned at how the One Nation behaves, but yeah, there's still good things going on.
Is the way in which politics is reported, in the way in which your politics in particular has been reported, a source of frustration?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And what I saw that I've seen it in an increasing way is this backgrounding, and it seems there's some people in maybe most political parties, all political parties, I obviously don't know, but you see it a lot, who then are talking to journalists about their take. They build a narrative, and that's been done around me, and it's disappointing. At times hurtful, but, you know, I've got a lot to feel very positive about. But it doesn't help the party. And it's also not who we are. Like, the strength of our party is our members, their diversity, their dedication to making the world a better place. If you get some party members who, either for their career prospects or just whatever their reasoning is, going out there background in journalists, I often find the journalists seem to take that narrative without just checking in. Mm. Is this really what it's like? And I think how I've been portrayed is often just totally wide of the mark. One, it's insulting, but two, it's just missing the point.
But often betrayed, as you say, suggest, by backgrounding, by your own party against you.
Yes, by some members, by certainly not the majority of members, but you just need a few people talking to journalists. And I think it reflects, sadly, also on how aspects of political reporting goes down.
Should Greens let cameras into their conferences, for example?
Well, we do, actually. You know, again, that's been a great bit of misinformation. Quite honestly, I think we could expand more. But we've just last weekend, we had a national conference, and there was lots of sessions that were open to people.
What's next, Lee Rhiannon? Politics, you're saying you're not abandoning, and I suspect you would describe yourself not so much as a politician, as an activist, and I suspect that may continue.
Oh, very much so. Like, I'm, as I said, passionate about working with people, and there's lots of campaigns. I've been involved in many of them, and there'll be certainly more wrongs that occur that I'll want to sort of work with people to right. But issues around renationalising public services, I think, need to be something that becomes huge in Australia. Like, the period of neoliberalism just demonstrates the failure that capitalism often just puts in the face of people in terms of the level of hardship that it brings to life. Free public education has been a long passion. I was the first in my family to go to university. It was free. My kids, you know, benefited enormously from public education. It's so important. Union rights, working with unions is so important. And their campaign around Change the Rules, climate action, mm-hmm. and a big one at the moment, Palestinian self-determination. What's happening in Gaza is one of the, you know, like their crimes against humanity, their war crimes.
Does it feel to you now that you can do more on the outside than in the inside?
It's interesting you ask that. Other people have said that to me. Look, life's a journey. I felt very fortunate that I became a politician. It was nothing that I had thought about when I was younger, and the opportunity came my way. And I think that you can work in Parliament, and I think Greens MPs do this very well, where they're working with social movements to help build them, resource them, take their voice into Parliament. So you're working inside Parliament and outside Parliament. So there is a real advantage being a politician, and I take nothing away from that, and I was fascinated by how Parliament worked. But in time, for my time now, I will be on the streets working with people in a whole range of ways, and I look forward to that.
Lee Rhiannon, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Lee Rhiannon, New South Wales Greens Senator, but pulling the pin, retiring. This is Drive here on RN. Tomorrow is Sorry Day. What's happening to Indigenous representation? That's next.